So Hare Krishna, I request everyone to quickly find their respective places. We want to end on time. So I will start singing immediately. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Ji Vallabha Giri Varada Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Ji Giri Varada Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Dana Vaja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachaji Jamuna Tira Vanachaji Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading today a verse from the Bhagavatam, 11th canto. It appears in a discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri. I would like to give you a little context before we start chanting this verse. So it was after the initiation, Agnidev Prabhu told us yesterday a little about this. After the initiation, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed that from his chanting of the holy name, he had substantially changed. There was laughing without a reason. He was crying without any obvious or visible reason. Sometimes when he chanted, he jumped up and danced in the midst of a situation where everyone was surprised that he danced so ecstatically. And so he came in for a reality check with Ishwarapuri. He said, "Is everything going all right? This mantra has really made some substantial changes. I don't know if I'm if this is normal. Is this all right?" And Ishwarapuri, after hearing, said that this is very good. This is a characteristic of love of Godhead. It has nothing to do with, it's very desirable. And when one develops such love of Godhead, he naturally sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes he chants, and sometimes he runs here and there just like a madman. It was in quite an early phase of our movement that Srila Prabhupada answered a letter of Satswarup Maharaj. Satswarup Maharaj had asked him a general spiritual question. Prabhupada said, "By now I have really given you all the philosophy which you need. It's already enough. But I'm seeing that you're not getting the point. You're not becoming mad in love of Godhead. And I'm still thinking what is to be done. I don't know if you have already noticed. I'm telling you now because some of you might like to leave the movement when you hear it. This is really for a substantial transformation of character to the degree where one becomes so exclusively fixed on Krishna that all other subject matters are of no concern. This is what is meant with the term madness in this relationship. It's nothing which needs to be treated with pills or with a visit to the hospital. This is a focus on Krishna to the degree that one loses all other focus. No? One becomes single-mindedly rooted in Krishna because Krishna is the Ananda Maya Vigraha, full of transcendental bliss. In the contact with Krishna, one becomes blissful. Blissful is something else than happy. Happiness is a state which is changing. It is dependent on various external influences. The blissfulness or ananda, which is described here, comes not from outside stimulations, but from a deep inner meeting of Krishna in the heart. And as a result, it is not dependent on external circumstances. Krishna describes this type of happiness to be so solid that even at the time of death, I mean, which is the major catastrophe, one is not disturbed. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when he heard this, that this is normal, this is desired, he had firm faith in the words of his spiritual master. And, and then his spiritual master actually taught him, listen to this, a verse which he said is the essence of the entire Bhagavatam teachings. The Bhagavatam is a scripture that brings us into our relationship with Krishna. And the essence of this realized relationship with Krishna is showing some symptoms. And the Bhagavatam talks about these symptoms in the 11th canto. So I request you that we will chant this verse together. I believe it is here. Again, we will be very fast, so you need to be very concentrated. Evam ratasva priyanamakirtya. Evam ratasva priyanamakirtya. Jatanurago drutachitta uchai. Asadhyato roditi roti gayati. Asadhyato roditi roti gayati. Unmaravandret yati lokabhaya. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya. Jatanurago druta chitta uchai. Jatanurago druta chitta uchai. Asatyato roditi roti gayati. Asatyato roditi roti gayati. Unmaravangrit yati lokabhaya. So here's the translation. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very, very dear to him, at that time he's agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs. He cries, he becomes agitated, and he chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. So, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine. Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Svatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadveta gadadada Ivasadi go bhakta vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. I will read something on this subject from Srila Prabhupada in a moment, but I would like that a certain point is brought out. So let us just look for a moment on this verse and see what the verse is saying. It talks about actual advancement. At such a time, a devotee who feels the effect of the purification of the heart takes actually pleasure in chanting the holy name. He likes it because the Lord has become dear to him, and therefore he likes to call his name. No? I think we know this in human society. When someone is very dear to us, like maybe our good friend, we like to chant his name. When we see him, we say, Haridas. Haridas, Haridas. And we are not tired to address him like this. No? So when someone really likes Krishna, he likes to chant his holy name. And at that time, he sometimes becomes moved by devotional feelings. That is, he's agitated, and the volume of his voice becomes very loud. Ooh, very loud. At that time, he laughs. Why does he laugh? It is because he sees Krishna, who's identical with the holy name. This is no longer a theory for him, but when he chants, he sees Krishna in action. For instance, he sees that he is stealing in the house of a gopi, Jarati. While he's chanting, he sees this scene, how Krishna breaks into the house, how he looks around to make sure no one captures him, and then how he eats butter, and then he sees how Jarati, this old lady, has just waited for this. It gets on Krishna's case. No, what are you doing, butter thief? And Krishna immediately becomes shocked and runs out. So at that time, the devotee starts to laugh. That's the reason. Then Krishna runs so fast that for a moment, he doesn't see Krishna any longer. He loses sight of Krishna. That's the reason why he cries. Then he becomes very, very agitated. Oh, Krishna is gone now. And he begins to take shelter in his holy name and chants very agitated so that his chanting gets to mood that really it is unmata. It becomes very, very ecstatic. And he doesn't care for outsiders any longer. This is a purport which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us so that we can understand why a chanter laughs and cries and becomes agitated and chants like a madman. Prabhupada speaks about this also in the purport to the next verse, where he comments on this Bhagavatam verse. He says, this is not a material thing. When the devotee laughs and dances and becomes agitated, one shouldn't think that this is like an experience let us say, in a party where or in a disco dancing where towards the end one is invited in certain discos to really let it all out and under the influence of undesirable substances, a person will laugh and cry, and they will take off their clothes and become agitated. No, this is something else. It should not be misunderstood. And Prabhupada makes it really clear. He says, it is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration. Nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. Oh no, Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Master means he enjoys what comes before him. After all, he is the master. No, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his bile secretion. You know, there's a hormonal action is going on in the showman. But he will never attain perfection in chanting the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself in this way. Now you would say, see, an actual demonstration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Trinadapi verse, you know, where one considers, this verse says how to practice the chanting. It says one must be really humble. That means one must move away from his ego and try to be a servant. Then one must be tolerant in terms of outsiders. For Kirtaniyas, it might mean that if someone plays the wrong beat, that one doesn't flip out, for instance, as a Kirtan leader. One must be tolerant of the musical abilities one finds. And good. And what else? He must be respectful towards others, not even demand a sesame seed of respect. And in fact, the great devotees say when someone blasphemes them, wow, he is my friend. It's a different perspective. Small devotees want to get on the case of the blasphemer, but others say, no, this is good. I'm getting my purification and so on. It's a very different mindset than the normal mindset. So Mahaprabhu here shows us what that means. Now, he presented himself in this way. I'm a great fool and do not have knowledge of right and wrong. No, I don't know anything. In order to understand the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra, I never follow. And so on. This gets now very philosophical. He says, I never followed the explanation of the Shankara Sampradaya or Mayavadi Sannyasis. I know I'm very much afraid of this. Therefore, I think I have... It's a slightly different slant here on this, so I will not read this here in this context. So, my dear devotees, we have come together for yet another Kirtan Mela. There are many Kirtan Melas organized in various parts of the world. Maybe the one who is most attended is in Shida Mayapur. According to the numbers the management gave, there were 8,000 devotees chanting, and it was at the same time in one Kirtan Mela, and it was broadcasted over various TV stations, and I remember I had become very thirsty, and I went out of the, left the Kirtan Mela to get something to drink, and I went outside to buy a coconut. And when I said in my melodious German accent, "Dab, dab, dab," "dab" means coconut, the man smiled and said, "Shachinandan Swami, free coconut." and then he went back into his coconut shop, you know, a little hut which was just breaking down. And he showed a laptop, very good functioning laptop, and there was the Kirtan Mela going on. Hare Krishna. We could see. Oh, Raktambara, the microphone, it's here. Here's the problem. The problem is me, not Raktambara. Let me just fix this loose connection. Good. So even in the shop of the coconut, voila, the Mayapur Kirtan Mela went on. It was visible, and so on. Many Kirtan Melas are done all over the world. And I think it is necessary to speak a little bit on the idea of the Kirtan Mela here, so that we can derive the greatest benefit. And for this we need to turn to the Acharyas, so that we really get the full understanding what it is. It says, Jiva Goswami says in the Bhakti Sandarbha, yes, he says that kirtan is something which you do with many people. And this type of kirtan is called sankirtan. He says, sankirtan, or chanting with others, is superior even to kirtan, where you sing alone. Because, why is it so superior? Listen to the reason. Because it produces such extraordinary feelings. In another, in a purport to the Bhagavatam verse, it's a different verse than this one. He says, sankirtan means to blissfully meet with many people, to sing about Sri Krishna, and to do so loudly for the benefit of others. So this is the idea. You come together. It's a blissful meeting. There is no time for politics or dwelling with problems. No, no, no. This purpose is to praise Krishna, to sing about Krishna, and do this really loudly. And if one can devote himself to this, let me say, practice, one develops extraordinary feelings. Extraordinary means these feelings you cannot get anywhere else. I would give a scientific reason that will bore many of you. I will give an esoteric reason that will make you thoughtful. And I will give a spiritual reason now why extraordinary feelings are created. Scientific reason. Do you know about neuroscience? In brief, it says all of us are always doing the same thing and thinking the same thing because we have done it many times, and when neurons are activated together, you know, this is the brain cells, when they are activated together, when we do something with them, they form strong connections which are known in science as neuropathways. And there are many authors who try to give some tips how to change the neuropathways. Because if you can change your biochemistry up here, right? You can change your activities. If you can't change it, then you will always do the same, even if you dress externally in a dhoti or a sari. No, you don't change if you don't change the patterns up here. So science has found out that normally, when you do normal activities, either the left side of your brain is active, or the right side, or the frontal cortex, where all the creativity happens, or the brainstem, your reptile brain is active. However, if you sing, and particularly if you sing mantras, all the four areas are simultaneously active. That means when you sing, and I think dancing is something which is also even, they don't talk about dancing in this connection, but I think this is even better. If you sing mantras, you do something which doesn't happen in any normal activities. Therefore, kirtan takes you really right out of your normal brain and brings you into extraordinary brain functions. I know it's very boring to listen to this. I stop here. An esoteric reason now why kirtan is extraordinary. See, melodies are very specific to this world. Why? Because everything in this world rests on vibration. You might have heard this, that according to, you know, let's not quote science, it's so boring, the science. Everything rests on my energy, says Krishna, as pearls are resting on a string. No? So, melodies or vibrations are the fabric of this universe. So, in his commentary on Krishna's famous rasa dance in Vrindavan, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that when the gopis sang melodies, they sang one melody for every 16,000 species of life, implying the innate connection between the essential nature of each species and a particular melody. You all have a certain vibration. That's why some people like hard rock. They respond to it. Others get a nervous breakdown and need classical music because they are differently wired. Others like classic folk music. I liked Cambodian folk music the most because I'm a little Asiatic in my in my vibrational pattern. So on. So the gopis knew these different ragas or melodies for each of the species which vibrates in a certain pattern. So music, or let us say sound vibration, is so much affecting us as the human, as all species, that when you sit in kirtan and you hear these melodies, you become charmed. Therefore, we need various kirtan leaders. We need those who bring the raga sound in the melodies. We do also need our hardcore kirtan leaders. We need a various spectrum of music to really charm everyone and to get everyone to do the essential thing about which I will speak now, the spiritual reason to chant the holy name. Because neither are, you know, this is a spiritual process. In the Bhagavatam it says, in the age of Kali, people who are a little intelligent perform this group chanting, congregational chanting, to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Do you know this incarnation of Godhead? Gauranga. Oh, you know everything. He always chants, he is Krishna, but he comes as a servant of Krishna to show us how to worship Krishna. He sang one particular song, I'm thinking of Lord Chanandan. When Lord Chaitanya went to South India, he sang this, Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, Krishna, many names of Krishna, no? Krishna, Krishna, Paiman. Krishna, 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 Paiman. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Bahimam. Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Ahima. Maybe you noted, as you were chanting this, you were feeling differently. No, I could see. Because the scientific reason worked. When you chanted this, maybe some of you who like this type of kirtan, they felt touched in the heart, huh? Something. So you can see, this is not theory. We are talking here about experiential spirituality, not philosophical concepts. We are talking about something which you can immediately feel, and it immediately changes you. But there is a dimension of kirtan which is very spiritual and therefore very... It is, in order to capture that type of vibration, we need to be a little bit devotional. See, there is something which is called two spiritual things. First, a simple one. Group petition, when a group of people come together and they address Krishna, Krishna tends to be very, very much present there. It's different than if you, as a singular person, alone, address Krishna. Then sometimes it may take longer before Krishna makes his appearance. However, if you do group petition, if you come together as a group, then Krishna tends to respond more. There is a very beautiful illustration in the Bhagavatam. The devatas, Mother Earth, tearfully approaches Lord Brahma. She has a big problem. Does anyone know the problem of Mother Earth?
Burdens of demons.
Yes. She really suffered. She took on the form of a what?
Cow.
You know everything. And approached the creator of the universe, Brahma, and asked, can you please help me? And Brahma said, this is a big problem. That I know there's a whole, you know, so much military there. They only think of war and violence and exploitation and all of this. It's not good. But I can't help you. I'm very limited. Krishna can help you. So then Brahma informed all devatas and said, we are going to the Lord and we are asking him, every one of you should come along. And a huge, huge group came, 33,000 devatas. This is 33 million.
3 million.
Wow. This is like half of France, isn't it? Or something like this. Really, they all came together and went to the Lord at his place in the universe, at the milk ocean. And all together, they made a group petition, a prayer. So one of the commentators asks a rhetoric question. He says, why did Brahma bring so many luminaries, so many people with him, when he was perfectly qualified to approach and pray to Krishna alone? Why did he get a whole, you know, so many people? Why? And the answer which is given by this acharya is that if devotees come together and they all together make kirtan, then Krishna becomes very, very, very pleased. We have experienced this in our Zurich temple. The Zurich temple was at a stage where we thought we had to sell the temple. There were only few devotees there, and they were disappointed for various reasons. Major reason is because their spiritual master had an accident, very tragic. And they left here and there and so on. So we were thinking, what can we do? How can we keep this temple? Not only that it somehow runs, but that it runs well and enthusiastic and happy. And we decided, let us do one evening kirtan in the week, on Sunday evening, before the deities of Gaur Nithai. And let us invite as many devotees as can come, and we did this. Every Sunday evening, the temple room became packed with people, more than the Sunday feast, because kirtan is just somehow more accommodating for everyone. Someone may disagree with a lecture. He may think, oh, this was really boring. But when you are in kirtan and you don't feel very well, then it's only you to blame. You don't blame others, usually. So many came. And my dear devotees, it became a secret tip amongst hip people in Zurich. On Sunday evening, there's something really going on in the Hare Krishna Zurich temple on Bergstraße. Let us go. So and after doing this for, I do not know how long, maybe half a year or a year, we still do this. All the problems of the Zurich temple were cured. I'm, of course, having another temple in mind here. It might be a good idea to, if the devotees who are enthusiastic think of maybe scheduling a kirtan, preferably before the deities, and pray and say, "We, this is the best place in Europe as far as anyone who comes here. I mean, this looks fantastic." Yeah, I know French. Wait until I really start. It is so fantastic that if we can just fill it with happy devotees who are at the right place in their life, and invite the public for creative programs which they will appreciate. You will see this is, everyone in the world agrees, this is maybe the most wonderful project from the outside. It needs to become the most wonderful project from the inside. And I know you are all on board with this. You believe in this. And you might consider doing this group petition idea, where you sit before the Lord and just ask him, praise him first and ask him, some support would be nice. Another reason for why kirtan creates extraordinary emotions is related to the understanding of rasa. Rasa, as we heard yesterday from His Holiness Jnanananda Maharaj, means a taste which usually appears in relationship to someone. There are material rasas, the Sringara rasa, the material Sringara rasa, everyone appreciates that perhaps the most. It's, you know, the sexual pleasures and the emotional pleasures in a relationship between men and women. But it is said, even there,
in this type of rasa, there's always a trace of sorrow, of suffering, and it always enters in there. But then there is the spiritual idea of rasa, a taste which appears in relationship to Krishna, and that is free from the intrusion of this material sorrow. Now this rasa, or taste, this absolute pleasure, comes when there is a group of people doing something, or especially doing devotional activities, like for instance relishing the Bhagavatam together, or relishing kirtan together. At that time, this spiritual rasa, which everyone is after, you know, the taste without sorrow, can be experienced by something which is called equalization or participatory experience. I want to reach all of you, and therefore I will give you an example from Wembley Station. I was able to look into Wembley Station when Switzerland played against, I forgot, some other country. And there was a Swiss fan, he was shown. And when the Swiss team, football team, was losing, he was in agony. And the camera went around. All these people who had Swiss dress and Swiss, you know, they were really suffering. Now, fortune turned, and Switzerland, I don't know if they won, but at one time they were scoring goals, and the same fan with all the other Swiss people showed symptoms of pleasure. You know, he took off his shirt, not because he was sweating, not because he wanted to show the ladies his six-pack or whatever. No. He was just absolutely lifted up and showed extraordinary emotions. He, in Switzerland, they tend to be a little reserved by nature, but he was as if a tsunami wave had captured him. Now, my dear devotees, this is called a participatory experience, where his feelings are connecting with the feelings of others, and as a result, he feels extraordinary feelings. Now, this was a material example for material rasa. If there is a spiritual taste which is felt by many, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes what is happening. There was once a recital of the Ramayana. You know, Rama's pastimes were discussed. And the narrator came to the part where Hanumanji gets ready to jump from... Setubandha is called, I think, that South Indian tip. He gets ready to jump over the ocean, and the whole audience gets excited. My God, Hanuman goes to Lanka. He will meet Sita and inform her that Ram is coming. What a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful ecstatic thing. And one of the people in the audience was so lifted up by the experience that he started to dance. It is as if Kadamba Kalana Maharaj puts his mobile phone down and starts to dance in the... No need. If it comes, it should come because of rasa. You know, that a natural ecstatic feeling came because everyone relished it. They were all participating in the Ramayana, and Hanuman is getting ready. Wow, and soon Balaman will slap Ravan in the face of. What did he do? He spit in the open mouth of one general. That is an offense, you know. Trying to reach everyone in the audience. So everyone became so happy in that thing because of the shared experience. And this is what is going on in Kirtan. When we were in Russia with the Gauranga Bhajan group, and there was Krishna Chaitra Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, Indra Domna Maharaj, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj, so many. And they were doing the final part of the program, that is kirtan, with the appropriate instruments to make it really, to drive the music into the mind of the people. And we chanted, we told them, here's the mantra, and you must sing like this. My dear devotees, this was the first time I saw it with non-devotees. 30,000 paying ticket people, that means many more who did not pay the tickets, they were dancing and chanting. They were running towards the stage. They climbed on top of each other. It looked like when the tsunami wave came to Sri Lanka, you know, it was really highly impressive. They behaved in extraordinary ways. We had Boy George with us, modern pop singer. He was there. He said, "I've never seen this." I said, "Yes, this is this is something else, and I really want to hurt you, or you really hurt me, or something." You know, it is not a material rasa; it's a spiritual rasa which you see here. It is really uplifting. These are some reasons why kirtan creates extraordinary feelings, but you must do kirtan in a special way. It's very important. I will just give two things which you need to do. First, you need to learn to listen. You can't follow nicely and sing the same melody, really, if you don't listen nicely. And the second is more difficult. You have to bomb your ego. Yes, ego will come in kirtan. Oh, look at me, I'm dancing so nice. Or when you're a kirtan leader, look at me, I'm really the real stuff here as a kirtan leader. Or you might think when you're there, oh, I really don't like this kirtan. Oh, and these various things and much more are manifestation of the same boring, you know, thought patterns which are getting their strength from the ego. No, you must be ready to throw a bomb on your ego. And we don't need that ego here. We want a spiritual experience. So the ego is blocking that. That is not so necessary at this time. It is not good. Good. So, there are a few. What comes to mind, my dear devotees, when you think of a good kirtan? Give me just one word.
Absorption.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm. Surrender. Yes. Jnananda Maharaj comes and pulls us, and wants us to dance. At that time, we have to surrender. Unity. Thank you, Mandakini. Gratitude.
Ecstasy.
Oh, you speak so nicely English. Yes. Ecstasy. Yeah, wonderful. Yes. Ecstasy. I would say depths. We speak of an absorbed kirtan. No, it has depths. It's very profound. Others?
Protection.
Against what?
Protection, yes, by the holy name, from Maya.
From Maya, from everything, yes. You are the best player. Wonderful point. Protection.
Purification.
Gundicha Prabhu? Giri Govardhan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, different.
The feeling of being engulfed in a wave.
The feeling of being engulfed in a wave. Wonderful.
A certain kind of tsunami.
Yes, yeah.
You are taking in a wave with all kinds of people. And,
Yeah. Wonderful. I have seen some devotees feel there's an energy coming and they are covering their face so that no one is disturbed, maybe because they cry or something. Something is and lifting. Yeah? I like the word soulful chanting. I remember I was once in a yoga studio in New York, and we had a kirtan program, and Ananta Govinda and his sister, little sister Achyuta Gopi, they sang. And it was really, they sing really devotional, because they sing always for Radha Govinda in the Radha Govinda Mandir. I mean, this is, they grew up as little children singing for these deities. The yoga teacher, a very famous yoga teacher in the yoga world, he commented that their kirtan, he felt, was the best. Why? I asked him why. He said, he said it in his New York accent. They got the soul. You know, they have soul. They are connected with, and that is another very important thing. My dear devotees, we have gone 4 minutes over time. This is a scandal. We cannot take questions now. We have to very much end at this. Here, there will be prasadam immediately, and it's good if you take prasadam, because we want to start on time at 10 o'clock. It's very important for us, because kirtan is not just for all of us something which creates extraordinary things. Kirtan creates auspiciousness for the whole country. It's a sacrifice of chanting the holy name. And it's, all of you must be priests, and priests need to be on time. That's very important. So I will end here. I will not take questions. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful second day of your Kirtan Mela. Hare Krishna.